music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. To educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on. And we are back. We have a lot of callers, a lot of interest, and so we definitely want to continue here. Art, Art's website, noplaceforcorruption.com. Don't forget Andrew Carrington, Hitchcock.com in the UK, one of our close associates and author of The Synagogue of Satan. All right, let's go to Susie, I believe. And Susie, are you there? Come on up.
Hi, Mark. How are you all today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, let me go back just a little bit when you spoke about, you know, we're unification and healing and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that is real New Age and New World Order rhetoric.
Yes.
I mean, how can you think about healing when they're letting these invaders come in now that have raped half the women in Europe and now they're going to let them in so that they can do it here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they talk about healing. Ask the women about the healing. I really appreciate Ed's knowledge and his passion. I really liked what he had to say.
Yes, he's good.
And I really appreciate your show, and especially when you have Art on. However, Art, because he is such a good researcher, tends to rain on people's parades. Just a little bit. But, you know, the way I have felt about Trump from the beginning, and I could say a little bit of that about Rush, too, is that they have a lot to lose if this country goes down the tubes. And like Merle Haggard says, you know, we're like a snowball headed downhill for hell. Well,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, doesn't
that's
sound
true.
Well, very that's, much. Doesn't sound like healing to me.
Pardon? I know. Well, the great divide is growing even more, and the media are certainly fanning the flames of that, don't you think?
Oh, I mean, they're a major part of it.
They are the part that matters. That's why, you know, Art's been saying, and I've been saying, disinvest, you know, get out of there. And if you have stocks, and I mean, you know, you don't want to put your money before your principal. Just pull out. Pull the plug on Comcast and NBC and Microsoft, NBC, MSNBC. All of them deserve a big kick in the butt. And that's one thing that really came out of this campaign that really I thought was the most important thing was the corruption of who owns the media. And that in itself is a blessing that eyes are being opened in that regard. Yes.
And I understand that their listenership is dropping radically.
Well, that's generally across the board. People are fed up with mainstream media, and even the so-called talk show gurus have been proven wrong again and again. And they have nothing to say. All they can do now, and, you know, Rush Limbaugh has got to come up with a new routine, because had Hillary Clinton gotten in, then you know what his routine would be. He built his career with Clinton's, and, you know, he's got to come up with a new shtick now. So we got to get back to bashing Islam and, you know, look for new enemies under beds and so forth. So we'll hear about that. Okay, Susie, thank you for your call and waiting on the line.
Thank you, Art.
All right. And now we have Terry, Sir Terrence from Texas. Hello, Terry.
Greetings, Rick. Greetings, Art. You know, Rick, you know in the back of your mind, you know that Trump, there's not a chance. There's just no way. He has, you know, you look back and certainly you got to go to the scriptures for enlightenment, as you know. Mm-hmm. You look in Leviticus, you look in Exodus, you know, how God said not to make a covenant with these people, that they would be thorns and snares in your stock and your side, and that not to make that you would sacrifice your daughters and your sons.
Yes.
And in this minefield and the battle that we're fighting, look how they've already, before you can even get to them, look how they've salted the field with landmines. Anti-Semitism, no place for hate, and the Holocaust. You got to battle those three before you can put a sword in their side. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's already sacrificed his daughters and sons to them, because all of them are married tribal members.
Mm-hmm.
And he's made a covenant with his lips with these people. And God said, warned about how they would be a thorn and snare to you. There's not a snowball's chance in Hades that he is not connected, that this thing is not. And, you know, with the elect too, Rick, the deception will be so great, you can't even sort out. I can't even sort out. I'm not saying I'm a genius, but I smell that this is a different topic, but I could smell a rat in Lance Armstrong 20 years ago that the guy was doping. You can just, doesn't take much. I will not even give him the benefit of the doubt. You're saying give him the benefit of the doubt. There's not, Rick, you know, and I know in the back of your mind, there is not a chance.
Well, I give, in all fairness, I always give everybody a chance to come clean. I'm not saying that they will. I'm not saying I think they will, but I have to say that to be fair. On the other hand, I know the synagogue of Satan like you do, and I do know the power that they've been given, the power they exercise. So I'm not harboring any delusions that we're going to see a lily white path to somehow some kingdom of God on earth now. And I do feel, you know, as you do, that the deception will grow even greater under a Trump, even if he does all the right things. There would be a great, great deception because of the fact that the movement toward this eighth beast of Revelation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, and the abomination of the desolation will take place no matter what anybody says or does. Am I right or am I wrong?
Am I right? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to, isn't it, Terry?
Yeah. There's many other issues I'd like to address, but for the sake of time and other respect for other callers, I do want to say something real quick. You know, a little bit off topic, but there was a article by Kevin Barrett, I believe, I was reading not too long ago about, he talks about, I didn't read the whole article, so I can't quote on it, because that wasn't really what caught my eye, but it was about 10 reasons to deny the Holocaust. And even in his article, he really doesn't deny it. He gives sort of sarcasm to it. I didn't really remember it, but what was most poignant of the whole article was not that, was the lead-in photo to the article, was a guy with a girl on her shoulders holding a sign. And the sign in big block letters said, I survived the Holocaust denial Holocaust.
Well, that one's nice. That's nice.
I got a good laugh out of that one.
All right. Hey, thanks for that call, Terry. Appreciate it. I'm going to move on now to Chris in Las Vegas. And Chris, you're up on the program. Chris, are you there?
Hello?
I don't hear him. All right, let's move on to... Okay, are you there now?
This isn't Chris. This is Charles from St.
Okay,
Pete.
Then I guess we got our wires crossed. Chris was on the board. All right, Charles, you're next then. Go ahead.
Somebody brought up about the Civil War. And Abraham Lincoln's guy that discovered him in Illinois was the Grand Master of Freemasonry for... in the state of Illinois. It was Abraham Jonas, J-O-N-A-S, and he had been Grand Master of Freemasonry in the Kentucky Territory, where Lincoln came from originally, or Kentucky, from the state of Kentucky, not territory. And Abraham Jonas's cousin was Henry Jonas, or J-O-N-A-S, who was the creator of the B'nai B'rith, from which the Anti-Defamation League is a part of. It was formed after World War I, after 1913. division of the B'nai B'rith. B'nai B'rith is a Jewish Freemasonry, Freemasonry for Jews exclusively, and it was formed either in Cincinnati, Ohio, or in New York City in 1843. And they both were radical 1848er, you know, from Germany, both Jews, of course. And so there was a lot of influence around Lincoln of Marxist, one of the former founders of the Republican Party is Carl Schurz. He wasn't a Jew, but he was a close friend of Karl Marx. And there were a lot of the magazine, the Barnes Review has gone into how many Marxists were around Lincoln. They were, helped form the Republican Party, and much, and there was influences in the South too, around Southern government. I forget the Secretary of State. It was connected with the Rothschilds.
Okay. All right. For sake of time, let's just come to the point, Charles, if we can.
That's the point. I'm just talking about that. There was the influence around the Lincoln assassination too, according to Okay,
yeah.
If you want.
There were many emissaries of the Rothschilds there as well. Yes. Okay. Thank you for that call. We do have, I believe, we have a call from Chris, and then Paul Tepetti is standing in the wings. Let's see if we could take Chris now. He's back. Chris from Las Vegas.
Well,
hello.
Good afternoon, Rick and Art.
Yes.
Much better this time, I hope.
Yep.
I think before, Art, when you mentioned the name of Lincoln's family, you may have misspoke. I think, as I understand, his mother's name was Springsteen.
Correct. I said it wrong.
Now, if you don't mind me sharing a little personal, unfortunate occurrence I had this week, on the 10th at 8:01 in the morning, I was armed robbed of a 1957 Dodge D500 Hemi hardtop two-post automobile by police gang thugs of the Metropolitan Police Department with the Zone Nazi enforcer Jason Al Schwang, the head of the Zone Nazis and the dog catcher, and his Brooks Holmes, or Barry Holmes, excuse me, and about 13 to 18 Metro officers. When I came, I thought it was a trash man. I went out into the trash, saw him dragging my automobile off my private property. Knowing the Castle Doctrine, I came in to get my defensive implement. I went outside. I never pointed at anyone. It was immediately drawn down on by five Metro officers telling me to put my gun down. They had three to the left of me, three to the right of me, and then they circled two around behind me. I'm a former Metro officer myself in multi-jurisdictional law enforcement. I have never been charged with a crime. I know about private property rights. And these Zone Nazis out here in the International Property Maintenance Code apparently retaliating against conservative Americans on the heels of the rebuking of the demonic Hillary Clinton and her satanic Wiccan New Age, New World Order cult of demoniacs, child pedophiles, serial mass murderer that she is. I think this may have been perpetuated by the bar agents of the Crown of the Cabal, targeting me specifically for assassination and elimination. In fact, when they finally talked me away to move from the side of my pistol, I put my arms out like LaVoy Finnegan and told them, go ahead and shoot me and murder me like LaVoy Finnegan. If that's what they want to do, pull the trigger. They didn't do so. But they did steal my automobile at gunpoint, and I will be doing everything I can to charge the Board of Supervisors, Steve Sisolak, Christian Cugliani, and all the participants of those 20-something people who tainted my reputation, damaged my standing in the community, and irrefutably just damaged my whole persona for nothing but parking my private investment of a classic automobile of significant value of $15,000 to $20,000, as it is, as an original, under the guise of zoning enforcement, which is nothing but International Property Maintenance Code Agenda 21, 20, 25, 2030.
You were one of the chosen targets then.
Yes, specially targeted, discriminated with laser precision. And they had to do quite a bit of planning ahead of time, which makes it a conspiracy to violate civil rights and natural rights, of course.
You don't think it was that there could be some deliberate targeting of you because of your outspokenness?
Well, that, and I'm suing J.P. Morgan Chase Bank and two law firms, and I've had the criminals in the Nevada federal court system, Harry Reid's appointees, completely deny me of all due process of law and all substantial justice. They 12B6 my case because I've got so much dirt on J.P. Morgan Chase that it basically nullifies every one of the loans that they purchased supposedly from WaMu for zero consideration because the FDIC paid them or gave them a $1.88 billion tax break to offset their alleged $1.888 billion purchase price, making a net zero consideration that was used to obtain J.P. Morgan Chase, WaMu's $27.5 billion assets for nothing. Means that they actually arm robbed WaMu just like they arm robbed me, and they transferred it to J.P. Morgan Chase.
Well, you know, keep us informed, please, on this program and on RBN during the week. And you might want to send an email also, I know you have, to me, to Art. Maybe he could post something on No Place for Corruption.
Oh, absolutely. I forgot to tell you, I did send you an email just before I got on the phone. The fellow that asking about the Southern history and the history of the Lincolns and stuff, there's a fellow called Michael Gaddy, a former military intelligence guy who is a due diligent investigative researcher, much like Art is. But he researches the South history and visits the state houses and the repositories of records and inspects the actual documents to discover the truth that's been hidden from America's regarding the white slavery in the South and other aspects that we never hear about in their public centralized Soviet-style propaganda information indoctrination centers called free schooling.
Okay, well, thank you all for all of this information. Chris, thank you. Keep us abreast. We'll see if we'll have Art do something with it as well on his site and RBN here, because we certainly don't like the idea of anybody being targeted, and least of all you. Okay, my friend, thank you. Thank you for checking in at this time. I appreciate it. Now we're going to get back to the topic at hand, and we're dealing with post-election analysis and, as I say, post-election tears and jeers. And I think we have Paul Tepetti. He's been waiting a few minutes. He's on his, I guess, his bicycle or his tricycle or his wait a minute, hold on. It's a Trump-mobile in California. Paul Tepetti, Poker Face, you're on. Hello.
Hey, brother, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm enjoying some California sun right now.
You sound nice and spry and refreshed, and I know you wanted to come back on a couple of weeks ago and before the election, and here you are. I want your thoughts, and Art is with us, too. I think, Art, are you still there?
I'm still here. How you doing, Paul?
You want to stay a few more minutes and listen in?
Hey, brother.
Come on. All right. Good. Hey,
hey, great
to have you two guys together again.
Art made it up to my 50th birthday party this year. It was great. Good times.
Excellent. At 50, huh? You're 50 now. Wow. And you don't sound
a
day over 80. All right. Let's get right into it, Paul. What do you have to say about last Tuesday, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, first, the fraud had to be beaten down and beaten back, and I think it was very enlightening that the week prior to the elections, the state police in Pennsylvania were going around and raiding Democratic offices because of vote fraud. And, well, we'll get back into it when we come back.
I hear the music, too. All right. That's a good cliffhanger, folks. Stay with us, and we welcome your calls as well. Art, you can stay if you'd like, or you can leave if you want, but we'll continue, and we'll say goodbye to some of our listeners and hello to others. We shall return. Oops.
Okay.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2000.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
And we're back now, and we've got Paul Tappetti. I think Art... may have left us until next week, okay? So we thank you, Art. Oh, he is? Oh, okay. All right, because it said something here about staying over until next week. Oh, next break. I got you. I'm sorry. My vision, you know, is impaired today. Okay, Art, you're still with us. And yep. Paul, you were just beginning, so continue on what your thoughts were about the state police in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I was saying that... Yeah, I was sorry. Yeah, the deciding state was Pennsylvania in this election, and I think that the precursor to it, had the state police not gotten involved, she would have been able to vote fraud Pennsylvania into a blue state. But yeah, she had the BLM organizers and the mothers of the thuggies that got shot by the cops, you know, the rights violator ones that actually, you know, did violate the rights of another human being, and then when the cops tried to tell them to, you know, stop, they either charge at them or, you know, but basically she had thugs on stage with her. So the cops didn't take that too kindly. And the week prior to it, two of the Democratic offices were raided for the voter rolls. And I think that helped put a stop to a lot of the fraud that could have happened in Pennsylvania, because coming out the gate from Philadelphia, Delaware County, Chester County, Montgomery County, and a little bit of Pittsburgh, we're like behind by a million votes before the rest of the state even votes. And it's sad that the two cities have that much clout that it affects the rest of the state when the majority of the state is all red. But this day, this time it stayed red, and Trump took it, man, and it was awesome.
Fascinating, fascinating. Art, you have any comment on what he just said?
Yes, unfortunately, one Zionist did get in, which is Josh Shapiro, who was the commissioner of Montgomery County, who's now the attorney general for the state. After the scandals with Kathleen Kane and on down the line, we have another Zionist in there, and we're going to have more scandals with the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office. Besides that, he has never prosecuted a case in his entire life, no experience doing that, and now he's the top prosecutor for the state of Pennsylvania. So the fix is
in. He's of the right tribe. That's all he needs.
Right, right. He's in no place for hater. He supports that program big time.
Right.
Now, Paul, you've been traveling across the country. Then, what have you seen from some of the people you've interfaced with?
I'm in Northern California, and this is pretty much an all red area, red state area.
Yeah.
I was in Oakland, California last night, and I felt like I was in another world, another country. Not America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of support all around the country for Trump, and it's like everything that accused of being the violent ones, it's been found out that they're the violent ones. And even after the election, Soros money is still going into paying for these thuggies to do their protests and be future Black Lives splatter, because they continue to put themselves on highways that it's for roads only, and you will get run over. There's a lot of people that are sick of that crap, that they're just plowing these people over now. I think the mood in the country is a lot better. And there's a bunch of social justice warriors and snowflakes out there that got butthurt and are crying in their cereal. And, they have no clue what the hell is happening, because they're really not involved in it, since all they listen to is Jew stream media telling them the false paradigm. And they believe in that false paradigm. So when it upends, they're like, how did that happen? In their hubris, they thought they had it. And look, I told you before, when the Amish start coming out to vote in English elections, that's a harbinger, okay? They were scared that their raw milk sales and not being able to do that was only going to get worse under Hillary, you know?
Well, you know, the one thing that also has been apparent in all of this, much to the disdain and dismay of the media bosses, is that they're tar brushed middle class white working collar uneducated ruffians, stereotype, actually were the ones who were pulling the strings at the voting machines in their districts, their precincts. They were the ones that have suffered the most. And you think about it, whitey in this country, I mean, you talk all you want about so-called blacks and, Africans and Mexicans and Hispanics, but the reality is the poor working white slob has worn a big bullseye target on his back or her back for a long time. And so they came out in anger and frustration. All right, we will be back. Thank you, Art, for being with us this week. Talk to you next time. All right, come right back, folks, with Paul Tepetti in just about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. That's Johnny Reno. We're back now with Paul DePetti. You have a comment for Paul and Poker Face and about the presidential selection here today, folks. Then you can dial us in at 800-313-9443. Also, Senate races across the country, they were the real story, the real issue, the retention of a third of the Senate in votes. Rather, some lost their seats to Republicans. And so if Mr. Trump does nominate some worthy justices, Paul, to the Supreme Court, then he's going to have to come up with 60 votes so in the Senate, as the rules stipulate in the Constitution. But anyway, you know, getting back to what your perceptions were and my perceptions, as I said, this pulse of the public has been turned on. These Keenites are certainly reaping the whirlwind of what they have sown, the multiculturalism, the depravity of pluralism and teaching of garbage in the schools, the Holocaust industry, all of that. I think that the average working American is not too happy with any of their agenda, are they? I don't think so, anyhow.
No, they rejected globalism all across this country. And if we didn't do it with the way that we elect our presidents with, what was that, the Electoral College, then the main cities on both coasts would decide every election. when there's a majority of the people that really don't want the garbage that they've been shoving down our throats for the last 50 to 150 years, you know, mm-hmm. of constant anti-white agenda. I mean, ever since the Civil War, and then they bring it over the Statue of Liberty, was to brownify the white culture here, because they knew that if it stayed, you know, predominantly white, 80-90%, then it will always be a major thorn in the Jew World Order plan. So they've been brownifying us, especially since the 1965 Ted Kennedy Illuminati immigration bill that has to be overturned. And there was some speak that Trump was talking about how we have to get back to the original terms of immigration, where we put whites at the top of the list again, bring in those South African whites that are suffering the Boers, bring in those Zimbabweans, Rhodesians, okay? Send back the illegals, send back the anti-American haters, the B2A program, back to Africa. Look up Marcus Garvey, who was a great black leader, wanted to bring 6 of the 12 million blacks at that time back to Africa, but the Jews created the NAACP to basically thwart his plans. And so blacks need to, you know, look up that guy and, you know, realize his dreams, because it's a good dream. There's
and
a lot
you know
of
what?
Africans
you
here.
You hear so much about those terrible Middle Easterners that are being brought in, and who's responsible for the bringing of hordes of people in from Africa. Yet you never seem to hear anything about, well, why don't we create a corridor of immigration for some Palestinians, many of whom are Christians? They don't want right. all Palestinians killed, do they? Because then who would they blame for the bad fig tree generation? You see, they're going to have somebody to blame as the bad figs, I guess, don't they? Hmm. All right, let's take Wes in Idaho.
Go ahead.
Come on up, Wes, with Paul Tepetti.
Hello, Rick and Paul. From
yes.
3 days ago, your newswire.com, Trump intends to reopen 911 investigation. How's that? Hello?
Yeah. What about David Duke? Looks like he took a beating, huh?
Yeah, I was surprised after hearing that he won 95% in the debate. He wound up with a lousy 3% of the vote. Unreal.
That doesn't sound very kosher to me. I don't know.
And we're talking Louisiana. Louisiana, which was something like 42% or better for Trump. I mean, Trump had a really good showing in Louisiana, but Duke had a lousy showing, 3%. I was surprised.
The fix was in, maybe, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure. But why didn't they fix Trump? But, you know, voting is such a odd thing. It can go either way. One thing I want to put out there, you know, with everybody voting, I think that is kind of the definition of a democracy. I mean, anyone on welfare, anyone that is not productive, I don't think they should vote. They should also have to pass a test on the Constitution. You go back to the original intent of our Constitution, actually had to have property owners, the ones that were going to be...
Hello? I talked about that. Mm-hmm.
The ones that were going to be taxed. In any case, I hope that we kind of change, who can vote and who cannot. Because everybody voting, you know, democracy, well, as soon as they learn they can vote, benefits from the government. Boy, that's over with. She's done.
Mm-hmm. Well, watch, see what happens with gun sales now, between now and January. I know they've been surging ever since Obama's second term. So, all right, thank you, Wes, for your contributions.
That's a really good all sign right. to me that Trump's going to reopen 911 investigation. Well,
let's push him on that. I know my senator, Sheldon Manuahouse in Rhode Island, had made a letter public from one of his constituents, allegedly, about how fearful they are now about women and women being treated like chattel and who knows what may happen and so on and so forth. Yeah, it was just a typical left-wing Democratic ploy. It was just childish of him. But then again, not surprised by my senator. Mm-hmm.
I call them the JV team in blue jeans, man. The demon rats.
Say that again, Paul. I'm sorry. Who'd you call?
The Democrats. They're the JV team of politics. You know, at least the GOP shows up in suits, you know. They'll sell you the lie better. The other ones just, you know, just push it through, where the Republicans are more slick about it. You know, the globalist side of the Republicans.
Okay, let's take
the varsity team
from California. Charlie from California is up next. Hello, Charles.
Yo, gentlemen. Nice show today.
Thanks.
I was always tend to look at who would be the undersecretary of the presidential picks for the cabinet. Will give you a good idea what's going on. And you'll find that if you look back at the Clintons and the Bushes, always seem to be Jewish. You know, Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State. Whether, you know, she's probably just a front. You know, take a look at who the undersecretaries were. As far as Trump opening up 9/11, don't make me laugh. Come on, man. That thing is so New Yorked up. All those people in New York are behind it.
Well, you know, you must mean the Palestinians and those Syrians. There'll be a tie to them. I'm sure that we reopen it. There will be some investigation. Maybe Henry Kissinger this time will make the head of this if the Senate has its way, huh?
Yeah, that's wishful thinking. No.
Well, you know, we just have to watch and see and wait and watch carefully and closely, but stand your ground and stand your guns. And
Trump's never agreed with the official story, ever. And the very first day he said it was explosions that went off and brought those towers down. So he's always been on the outside of that storytelling.
We all know the building was blown up. You know, the building, everybody knows it. New York Fire Department knows it. They all know it. You know, it's just that nobody's going to come out and really tell you what's going on. And Trump knows what
happened.
That's
a shame.
Anybody in that type of level in New York knows what really happened.
Yeah. And how come they don't have the guts to come out and say it? Enough of them. A few have, but not too many.
Oh. No.
We've had fraud right here in Massachusetts, the Boston Marathon bombing training hoax, and yet all they did was whine and complain about Bill Davis, who was the head of the Boston task force, and now we've got Bill Evans there, and he looks worse and sounds worse than the guy before him, but you know, the first responders, the firemen, they had a vote of no confidence of police, and none of them came out and really said, their frauds, Heather Rabbit, the Martin Richard alleged killing, and the Zaniya brothers working with the government. You know, the whole thing they should have exposed, come out. But people will be bribed and be, you know, shut up one way or another from talking.
True.
The way I look at it, Trump, to me, is an insider until he proves different. That's the way I look at it. He's got to prove himself first.
I mean, that really about anybody. I don't care if it's Pat Buchanan or anybody. Ross Perot, you know, we saw that with others. We saw that with Wallace, and at least Wallace, I think, was so sincere, George Wallace, that they had to knock him out, and they nearly killed him
absolutely.
To do it, you know?
Yep.
Okay, Charles,
okay, guys.
Thanks for your call. All right. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I think we've talked in the past, Paul, about movements, not people. Personalities ultimately don't count. It's movement, feeling, soul, the soul of America. And America, the Israel of God, you know, what's still here in America is some darn good people. Not everyone is depraved or sick or a child rapist or a racist or whatever you want to say. We've got some good people here in America, and you can tell by their faces, their acts, their works. They just are overwhelmed, and they're just going whoring after another god. Many of them are Christian Zionists who don't know a thing about, you know, the scripture. You know?
Biblical illiterates, man. Yeah.
They are.
But we can teach them.
They're by the false shepherds and the false pastors. That's the problem right there in the nutshell.
Well, if they're on TV, then you know that they sold their soul to Talmud Vision, man.
We're going to have to see if maybe Pat Robertson might try to get an appointment there as the ambassador to Israel, maybe.
or T.D. Jakes, so he could be more politically correct. No.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so now, what about Poker Face? Now, what are you doing now? Are you on tour now?
No, we're just getting ready to hopefully release it for Christmas. We have all the parts assembled together with the producer, and he's mixing and mastering it. So we're just waiting until it's all done in the can, and we can initially just put some MP3 links up until we produce the actual copies of it. But we'll have it out by 2016 if everything's going according to plan. And I'm excited. It's first disc in 6 years from us.
Yeah, it's been a long time, hasn't it? A lot of blood, sweat, and tears, as we always say. Well, that's fine. Do you want to stay with us till the end of the program? Anything else you want to say, or you think you've just said it all?
No, we'll hang.
Yeah, okay, we'll folks, then all right. If you want, if you're hesitating, we can give you a chance to call in right now at 800-313-9443. I know there's a lot of people out there who will email me, but won't necessarily call the program. They will not come on and actually, for one reason or another, share their concerns and views. Either way, we'd like to hear what you have to say, obviously, with regard to what is taking place in America, this particular pivotal year of 2016 elections and the economic situation, martial law scenario, war on the horizon, NATO, and all of the special interests screaming and ranting and raving. They want their money. They want their war materials. They want to continue. And
did you see the Russian Duma? Did you see the Russian Duma erupt in and applause and excitement that Trump won?
The Duma's party, huh?
No, Duma in Russia, which is their Congress. So yes. The Congress of Russia erupted in applause and congratulations for Trump winning. Basically, they know that with him there, it'll be a de-escalation from World War III, one plane shoot away from starting the war, which is where Obozo and Hillary were going to take it, or the Ukraine, or the South China Sea.
Well, what kind of provocation may change that?
They both gentlemen know that they want to talk to each other, and that alone is more than. Look, Putin has no respect for Sodomite Sally, okay, Mr. Obozo, none. And Obama's trying to provoke him in Syria, but right now Russia has instituted a no-fly zone, and we are going to, in one way or another, violate it, and they will shoot down our planes. So right now it's just one plane shoot away from a World War III scenario where it will go nuclear. But with Trump getting elected, it de-escalated a lot to the point that I don't think Putin will allow Obozo to provoke him to war now.
So what do you think a lame duck administration may pull?
They're going to push the riots on the streets, which is what they're doing. They're busting in the violent predators into the streets so that they can do their riots and looting like they're doing in Oakland, Chicago, Seattle, New York, like six or seven cities. Mm-hmm. But what it is they bring in the provokers, but only so much of the local populace gets involved in. They're not getting involved in the numbers that they need because America really isn't that violent or racist. It's just the 5 to 10% provocateurs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dismayed. They're selling right. Of the White Seas racist crap isn't selling well because it's not true.
Right,
because how
right.
was it that Obama in 2008 and 2012 was elected or was crowned twice as president and racist whitey didn't riot? But now that Trump's white guy's back in the office, you have all these ferals and social justice warriors and all these BLMers protesting. Well, they're the true racists, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that hate everything. And they're being exposed, and it's great. And it's making it easier to sell, you know, what America is. America First yep. principles are what's very popular right now, and that's what we've been pushing for 25, 30 years now as a band.
Let's take a call from Joel, then, in Wisconsin, up next here. Joel, you're on the program with Paul Tepetti and Rick Adams.
Hi, guys. I'd like yep. to kind of make a prediction, and you guys can keep track. I don't think there's going to be very many mass shootings for the next 4 years for some reason.
Amen, brother. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I've talked about that.
You did? Oh.
Yeah. Not with Rick, but with other people. My own show.
Yeah. I would like to see people look into the last ones, you know. Like, allegedly he's going to look into 911. He should look into some of these other mass shootings, so alleged. But I don't know if you can do everything at once, but...
Mm-hmm.
At least it's on the
right. I do. I agree. You did.
What did you vote? What part of Wisconsin are you from, Joel?
The Southwest.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
did
I
you guys go Trump?
This House voted for Trump. Yes.
Okay. When you get into the radical bastion at, I guess, Madison and the university level, you see a completely different geography, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you can't, you know, they go to the college and you can't talk to them anymore. They're so damn smart.
Well, I don't know about being smart, but they're certainly.
Well, they think they are.
Yeah.
They think they are, man. That's right. Not it.
We know better. Thank you, Joel. We got a break, and we'll come back to wrap things up in the last 5 minutes of today's show with Paul Tepeti, Poker Face. We'll be back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, folks. Yep, we're in the final few minutes of the program. If you have a last-minute comment for us, you can dial us in at 800-313-9443. In the meantime, we're just summing up things at this juncture. At this point, on November 12th, 2016, we do have, by the way, planning. I want to plan a special program again this year on the JFK assassination. I think this is even more apropos this year, obviously, than it has been in the last few years that we have done it. all the knots, I think, can be tied, all the traces back to that one city in the Bible that is spoken of as the city of end time prophecies. And I think we should really give it our all this year. The assassination of JFK. What did he do right or not do wrong that earned him an attack and a deadly wound in Dallas? You know, Paul, that never ceases to amaze me how if some people still believe in the single bullet theory, in the single gunman theory, and they still believe the moon is made of Swiss cheese, what can you do? You'll never convince some people to see the truth. And we shouldn't even waste our time.
Dust off your shoes and walk away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dust off your shoes and walk away.
Off your heels? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I've been doing. And I'll tell you, I got some pretty clean shoes right now. You're right. I mean, and the you know, the work you've done in music and the music field of trying to show people about the what's happening with this Jew world order, as it's called, and this satanic order, one worldism, globalism. American people have never loved it. They've never loved this internationalist foreign policy, and yet they were browbeaten into supporting it, browbeaten with fear and hatred and all of that. By all these presidents, and think of Roosevelt, and we think of Wilson, and we think of Eisenhower and Truman, and all of the dastardly deeds they did. And now we'll see what lies ahead for America. But America is God's country, God's people, and they need to know it. They need to know their God and get back on their knees to Him. And that's the thing that really counts most of all in closing. That's my commentary for this week. Paul, any final closing words from you?
In regards to Trump, people just need to, like, see what he does in the first 100 days, then start making commentary. Until then, you know, just hold your commentary because you don't know what's going to happen. And all the people that said he wasn't going to win, and I kept saying that he's going to win by landslide, and they were all proud that they had the numbers. When they didn't, they had the fraud numbers, and I kept telling them we had the boots on the ground. Look, the American, as I call it, the sleeping giant has awoken, and through the hubris of the Jew and all his pushing and prodding and exploiting, they're getting pissed off. And look, they're one step removed away from knowing who's behind all the evil. They know that the Jew stream media sucks. They don't believe in it anymore. I think they're down to 6% believability. All you have to do is go one more step. It's like, yeah, the news stream has been against you, but who owns it? It's the Jew stream. And then you start going into Kabbalywood and the television shows, and you just keep showing that it's the same parasite that we have to keep dealing with. So free yourselves. Right. It's coming.
Yeah. Cut the ties, the bonds, you know, and be the lender, not the borrower, and most of all, boycott them all. Except PokerFace.com, and thank you, Paul Tappetti, once again. Very interesting, very good having you. All right, brother. Bye-bye now. Folks, thank you for joining us. Don't forget the YouTube channel of Rick Adams Uncensored. The Deadly Experiment will get you there, too. And we do have some good programs coming up. So you watch for us and you join us. And until next week at the same time, from 2 to 4 Eastern, 1 Central, Rick Adams saying thank you all and Yahweh bless his elect.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.